is without sin. See, folk don't want to hear that. They don't like that now.
Amen.
See, because if you're going to judge that woman that harsh, you get ready to.
Amen.
You get ready, because the same stone, you getting ready to stone somebody with, you finna get stoned with the same woman.
Amen.
And see, today, we forget that.
Amen.
We forget that the same judgment we judge is going to come.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Come back to you.
Amen.
You just ain't, you ain't got enough sense enough to know it. Because you refuse to have knowledge and intelligence. But don't worry about it. Your way will get you.
That's right. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will.
Amen.
It's coming. That's one thing I know. This, God is just. He's true. You'll find out where you have deceived yourself in thinking you were compassionate and want to make others believe you're compassionate when you really wasn't. See, his story tells a lot.
Amen.
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 And that woman, boy, can you imagine her, boy? Can you imagine her? Me caught in the act of those, sitting out here in front of all these people, all eyes. But Jesus said, he does it without sin. Let him cast first stone. And see, like I told you, then they knew what the scripture says.
Yeah.
Now, people are so devil-possessed.
Yeah.
They don't know what the scripture says, so yeah. They're going to stone you regardless of what's right.
That's right.
And, but don't worry about it. Them are the ones that are going to lift their eyes up in hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A hot hell.
Amen.
Because their judgment now lingereth for a time. Yeah, dude.
Amen.
Boy, they don't worry about it. Folks today don't have scriptural knowledge.
Amen. That's right.
They don't have none. They just full of themselves.
Amen.
Full of however their heart is impacted. You know what I mean? They don't care. They were stoned.
Amen.
Yeah, they would. But since these scribes and Pharisees wanted to put them up there and they all had knowledge.
Amen.
First one dropped the stone was the elder, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
All the way to the who? The youngest of them. Because the youngest going to follow what the elder do because he don't want to get in trouble.
Amen.
They thought they had him. But Jesus was showing them this is a sin issue here. Huh? That's why I say Jesus, when he come, he magnified it all. We got folks sitting up in church, sitting up in the assembly, huh? Believing themselves to be righteous, thinking themselves to be something. And I keep telling you, if I said it once, I said it 1,000 times. Man, if somebody's done committed adultery outwardly and you know about it, what kind of, why should you judge that?
Right.
You should judge that what the way you expect to be judged.
Right.
And that judgment should always first be like God's judgment.
Yeah.
And that judgment should always be first with mercy.
Yeah.
But you notice how people are far from being godly.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
First thing, they want blood.
Yep.
And they want it now.
Amen.
They want blood. They want it now. They want death. And they want it right now.
Amen.
Yesterday wasn't soon enough.
Nope.
They want it right now.
Amen.
But then the hypocrites sit right up in church. Every time they get a chance to look at some magazine where a woman got a bikini in it, guess who's committing adultery? Every time they go outside and their eyes are cutting at some woman's breast, chest, butt, or whatever, guess who committing adultery?
Amen.
Huh? Or the woman turn around and sitting lusting and looking after man saying, boy, I like his body. I like him. Guess who committing adultery? We have these fantasy daydreams and these nighttime serene movie type pictures. Or we go off into the dark and do our little masturbations and everything else. And but guess who committed adultery? Ye hypocrites. And them be the same ones sitting in church say, disfellowship them. Dishonor them. Throw the book to them. Oh, I'm telling the truth here this morning. Church don't like that, though, do they? Church don't like that, though, do they? See, that's what I'm saying. If you don't learn how to start letting this truth deal with you before anything happens, you're not going to know how to react and respond. And if it ever comes on you, but you never know if you're going to, you never know if that's going to be your day where you're going to still have salvation or that's going to be the day of your fall. I'm telling you, this is. So Jesus dealt with the sin issue. Who we as humans like to say, well, this is a big sin, and that's a little sin. And that's a big sin, it's a little sin. This one requires this greater judgment, this one requires a little judgment. So Jesus said, I'll tell you what, he does it without sin. Let him cast the first stone. Man, you thought them scribes and Pharisees would have reared back and started, man, missiles would have been flying. Because you know the people sitting back there watching. You thought missiles have been flying left and right. See, today, them rocks would have flew.
Oh, yeah. No restraint.
They would have flew. I don't care. Because, man, today, you see the conviction is removing far from man today.
Amen.
Look, if you don't believe me, you have no farther looking right here in church.
Thank you. Amen.
And if the church that way, how do you think the world is?
Sure.
Shoot, where the judgment started, right here. So it's easy for us to tell how they're going to respond, man. That ain't no big deal.
Amen. Amen.
Ain't no big deal. Oh, man, ye hypocrites. Yeah, we clean up the outside a cup of the platter, don't we? Looks good. But the inside, whoo, full. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, that word is, man, I would read stories like that and just cry. I would get and read some of these. I'd just sit there and then just meditate and play the picture in my mind and put myself right there. And I would look at them things. I would go, oh, Lord, I can't tell you how many times I read these parables and just literally cried. It's good to test yourself and try yourself. It sure is. I read in the Bible. The Bible said that every man prove his own work. And that's why I guess God made me a judge. Because he knew I would judge righteously. In spite of and regardless of myself. He knew I would do right. Amen. I can tell you one thing, in judgments, I've done right. Because I always know what the first ingredient of judgments is. Mercy. What was Jesus' first judgment? Mercy. Huh? Boy, what kind of woman did that, the one who got caught in adultery, what kind of woman did she turn out to be? Whew. See, that's that thing that people can't see. That woman would end up, you know, she ended up thankful. I heard she cleaned up herself. Start following somebody called Jesus. Even wrote about it in the book. I promise you one thing, she didn't care what anybody thought about her once she met the King. She had knew that her sins were gone. And she wasn't going to let anybody condemn her for her sin. And the same folk who decided they was going to hold on to that condemnation end up being condemned themselves. And not only did they condemn themselves, but they bastard type spirit condemned the ones who they say that they love. How did he do that? Well, let his blood be on our hands and on our children's hands. Right. Meaning they never changed their position. Never changed their thoughts, so they made sure they did a damn good job of damning themselves and their descendants. Amen. And their descendants' descendants.
Amen. Yeah, that's right. Amen.
And so God say, so be it.
Amen.
See, we don't like that kind of preaching today, though, do we? Huh?
Amen.
We don't like that today, do we? Huh? I tell you, I'm for God, though. I don't believe in holding a black cloud over people's head. You know the reason why I don't believe that? Because I don't want nobody to hold one over mine. But if they hold one over mine, it's none of my business.
Amen.
Because I'm going to move from out underneath the cloud.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You understand? I'm going to bring. Can I bring out a scripture here this morning?
Yes.
I'm trying to help bring out by the power of the Holy Spirit, the understanding and the wisdom and might of the Lord Jesus Christ. Try to bring out a scripture here this morning. I'm going to Hebrews 12, all right? You know, that's what we come to service for, right? We come to learn about God. And then, right, we come so we can be holy, so we can change our wicked way. But you see, it's a tough thing being a preacher, brothers and sisters. It really is. I'm telling you, it's not a desired position. And if somebody has a desire for it, God didn't call it.
Nope.
I'm telling you. He just did not call it. And you be best to try to get some intelligence and get away from them fast. Because you're going to damn your soul along with theirs.
Right.
By help strengthening that rebellion.
Yes,
I'm telling you. But watch this, brothers and sisters. I'm going to start at the second verse, all right? Looking unto Jesus,
amen,
the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Look at this. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne room of God. The shame came from people.
Yes, right. Amen.
He knew his mission and task, and he wasn't ashamed. But the shame came from people.
Yes.
Did y'all hear me?
Right.
I said the shame came,
yeah,
from people.
Amen.
I don't think it's done lodged in our spirits. That, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, the shame came from people.
Yeah, there you go.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said he despised the shame. He wasn't ashamed.
No, he wasn't. No, he wouldn't let it.
But there were people trying to shame him.
Yes.
Amen. And they believed that they succeeded in shaming him.
Yeah. Come on.
The Bible says that, see, he turned that thing around.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible said that he despised the shame. Now, you're talking about being entrenched in some serious spiritual warfare.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Didn't the Bible say he set his face towards Jerusalem?
Yes.
Isn't that right? I'm going. Isn't it? You understand? In other words, the attack was coming from the enemy,
right,
through people,
yeah,
to try to make him feel ashamed,
right,
of what he was doing. And so what Jesus did, he turned around and said, I tell you how I'm going to fight this thing. I'm going to despise the shame. In other words, I'm going to be adamant towards the shame. I'm going to resist the shame. I'm going to fight the shame. I'm going to attack the shame.
Amen.
Y'all hearing this morning? Because, you know, come on, the thoughts and the ways of man can have a lot of impact on somebody.
Right.
It can cause you to be disconnected from God. Because you'll start centering more and caring more on about what other folks think,
yes, sir,
towards you.
Amen.
And what they believe about you.
Yes, sir.
rather than doing what God told you to do.
Yeah.
And how you should be living for him.
Yes, sir. Come on.
And that ain't nothing but just something that turns around and puts a reversal.
Yes.
To try to get you to act contrary to where you've been born.
Amen.
You've been born a child of the King. Son of the Most High. Called. Predestined. The elect of God. Chosen. Before the foundations of the world. And so there are spirits that's trying to make you ashamed of that. Huh? And so Jesus' only defense was to turn that thing around and attack the shame. In other words, hold your head up high. Stick your chest out. And proclaim loudly that I'm a child of the King. So he despised the shame. That way the shame wouldn't have any impact on his mission. Because you see that real fast, quick, and a hurry that he had to do alone. He didn't have nobody to shoulder to lean on, brothers and sisters. Huh? He even believed that God forsook him. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Huh? What he's doing is just showing us how strong this flesh is. I tell you what he did. He wiped the snot. Dropped his brow. Said, I'm going to the cross. I'm going to the cross. That's a made up mind. Do you understand what it means now to despise the shame? You have to despise the attack that people are trying to make on you. You know that spirits have not ceased in trying to make you feeling ashamed of what you believe and what you live and who you believe in and what you do. I keep telling you, I've been using the word for a long time. They all the time trying to lobby you to come back over to their side.
Right.
Huh? All they got to do is make you feel ashamed of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Make you second guess and question what you're doing. And then if you listen to them, you know you look like a fool to the rest of this world. That has a lot of impact to somebody who done left the cause of Christ. Somebody who's hauling between two opinions, wavering in the balance field. They start to care more about the opinions of this world than they do of God. But Jesus, he despised the shame, brothers and sisters. Alright? Now look at this. Then the third verse goes on to say, for consider him.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
See, now it told us what Jesus did. Now it's talking to us.
Yeah. Right.
For consider him that endureth such contradictions. Of who? Righteous people?
No.
Godly people?
No.
Holy people?
No.
No. Of sinners.
Yes,
can you consider that?
Amen.
Can you consider how he was?
Amen.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Look at it. Come on, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Man, they beat Jesus to a pulp.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All for nothing. Not they couldn't lay no sin to his charge.
They were still contrary.
Huh? Couldn't lay nothing to his charge. But you see that accusations always were flying like nuclear missiles towards him. The prince and power of the air was moving, and he was moving fast. And he, boy, my. He was on the attack. Huh? The word to us is, for consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners. Who, every time you turn around, somebody's trying to contradict the way you believe.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Every time you turn around, somebody's trying to attack your belief.
Amen. That's right.
You keep the Sabbath day, they want to attack you for it.
Amen.
Huh? They want to make you feel ashamed that you ain't running with the same excess of ride as the rest of the world is.
That's right.
They're trying to make you feel ashamed.
Yeah.
That you're not like them.
They're
full of contradiction.
Right. So true.
Full of contradiction.
Yes.
Now we understand this.
Yeah.
For consider him that endures such contradictions of sinner against himself.
That's right.
Yes. Now, brothers and sisters, come on. You Christians, the enemy is going to attack you too.
Amen.
He's going to do everything to try to make you feel ashamed. See, that's one thing. That's the reason why a lot of people fell away from church, because they haven't considered
That's right. The
attack that comes on them to make them feel ashamed.
Amen. Truth. Amen.
Make them feel ashamed of what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah, amen.
You
got to turn this thing around.
Right.
Huh? Look at this. I'm gonna keep on repeating it here. For consider him that endure such contradictions of sin. Not only, man, he had some serious perseverance.
Yes, sir.
Right. If he had to endure this. And he did have to endure this.
Yes.
Man, he had to put up with some stuff. I mean, this is powerful, brothers and sisters. Don't tell me that people talking about you ain't powerful.
Yes.
It's doing everything it can to contradict you and to remove you away from who you believe in.
Yes.
They want you to believe the testimony of what they are saying.
Yes,
who communication actually comes from devils.
Because
it's not trying to save you. Amen?
Amen.
Huh? For consider him that endures such contradictions of sinner against himself. But look at the admonition though. Lest you be weary.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, don't they weary you?
Yes.
Don't folk weary you?
Yes.
They come and challenge you and question you about how you believe in, what you believe in, who you believe in.
Yes, sir.
Don't that weary you?
Yes, sir.
That's an attack on your spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Lest you be weary, and look at this, and faint in your mind. How do some of these attacks come when they attack you with their contradictions? What are some of the things that, well, the mind starts to reason.
Amen.
It don't take all that.
Come on. Amen.
See, you're getting bombarded in the natural, but you're being hit in the spirit. It's starting to make excuses how that you don't have to do all this. It doesn't take all that to get to the kingdom.
Get behind me, Satan.
Huh? And if you start, see, that's when he starts using those type of tactics.
Amen.
To start making your mind start fainting. Oh, you better believe he always uses the same folk. Your family, your poor, we use them.
Yes, sir.
Folks who look like they got a, or say they have a genuine concern about your well-being.
Good.
But then when you look at their track record
right. And
where they at,
right.
If you listen to them, you're going to be in the same spiritual condition that they are.
That's right. Amen.
So you consider him that doeth such contradictions of sinners, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. Why? You have not yet resisted unto blood,
That's right.
Striving
Amen.
Against sin.
Amen.
That's a shame today that Amen. People can make all kind of accusations against us, talk about us like they wouldn't even do their own self, wouldn't even do their mother, who's full of hell. And then the sad part about it is the place that we give in our mind, because we care about what they say. Uh-oh. And then it starts impacting our mind, and then we start getting weak, and then we start getting weary. We start faint. So you got, I'm telling you, you got to develop that mind. And you don't care about none what they say.
Tell them right.
Huh? Care about them and what they say. Huh? But I'm telling you, bro, this is one of the enemy's devices.
Yes, sir.
I've seen many people taken away from God, thinking they being. So you got to understand,
yeah.
To be taken away from God's people is also to be taken away from God.
That's right.
Because if you're not going nowhere that's going to help you be more godly and more holy and more righteous, you're being drawn away from God. You're not going to be at a place that you want to hear the convicting power of the word of God. You're being drawn away.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So you consider how Jesus dealt with this, and you do likewise. Yeah, despise the shame. Amen. You know, the scripture said he was despised and rejected. You know what that means? Anybody know what it means? Anybody here know what it feels like to be despised? When somebody despises you, it don't feel too good, does it? Huh? Let me tell you what you do about that. You don't care about how folks... You don't care about how folk... You don't even care nothing about folk who will despise it. If you don't, you're going to be weary. And you're going to faint in your mind. When you start caring about what others think, who are not leading you to the cross, leading you to the right way, you're going to get weary.
Yes, sir.
Now think about it. Why don't you consider the source sometime of these folks who are despising you?
Amen.
If they, first of all, they're giving place to despite, then what they going to make you?
Amen.
You're going to be a despiser too.
Amen.
But somehow, some way, we can't make that mental deduction there. That we become like the very thing we submit to.
Amen. There you go. Amen.
That's a scary thing.
Right.
That is scary, brothers and sisters. And we talking about the meat of God's word. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now let's tell the truth. Ain't nobody in here endured anything,
right,
resisted anything, going all the way to blood. Uh-oh.
Not yet.
And yet it still seems like the whole world coming down on us.
Yeah.
You better turn that war around.
Amen.
You better start fighting against the despisers and the contradictors. You better embolden yourself in God. Amen. You better set your face like a rock.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But see, the only way you can do that is you're going to have to live holy. You got to be holy. See, because the more holy you are, the more emboldened you are to God.
That's right.
And you're hard with God.
Amen.
And then you're hard against sin. Hard against the contradictor. Words mean a lot. They impact a lot, man. Yeah, they do. And have you forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children? My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary when thou art rebuked of him. Isn't that something? Now let me tell you something. The Bible tells us that we need to have patience.
Amen.
And with that patience, we possess our soul.
That's right.
We have just misapplied what patience means. We believe that patience means putting up with somebody. What a stupid... That must come from Webster's. Huh? That's where it must come from. Because that ain't what I get from the scripture.
That'll
make
you impatient.
Huh? The Bible saying, hey, come on. Impatience. Patience, brothers and sisters. You possess your soul. Uh-oh. So it can't be the common way that people perceive and understand. The patience that the scripture is talking about is an enduring process.
Yes, sir.
You got to be patient in the trial. You're going to have patience in the tribulation. You're going to have patience in the attack.
That's right. Yeah.
You got to know who you trust and believe, and in that you're going to have patience.
Right.
It's amazing how when these spirits attacked us, instead of having patience, we find ourselves impatient.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Now I wonder who nature that is. It ain't hard. Oh yeah, it ain't hard to really tell what's going on. I told you, there ain't nothing. Regardless of where this world wants to believe, there's only good and evil.
Amen.
God is good and devil is evil.
Amen.
Right and wrong.
Amen.
Come on. You know, Satan don't have no compassion. So if you don't have compassion for somebody in a certain situation or thing, then you must be of Satan too then. That's why I tell you, the church is something else. Either they read the book, they don't believe it. Because the ones that believe it, you'll see them. Uh-oh. Come on, brothers and sisters. Impact preaching. Now I'm going to go into talking about what I wanted to talk about today, all right? A lot of people probably said, I thought you already talked about it.
Talk on. Amen.
But I want to help peel another layer of skin off the onion. I'm not your enemy. If I was your enemy, I'm not doing a good job. But I'm going to talk again about thoughts. We're going to go a little bit deeper about thoughts than what we've heard, all right? We know all the scriptures about thoughts and everything, but we're going to talk about these things a little bit more, hopefully, to reveal what the enemy does, to give you knowledge and understanding. See, because if you have something presented to you, then you can either leave it on the shelf or go somewhere with it. You can either grow or die.
True.
One or two, it makes no difference to me. I'm telling you, folk, how can you care about someone when they don't have enough sense to care about themselves? The Bible says that God would have all men to be saved.
Yes.
Now, is all men going to be saved?
No.
He know that, but even before he said it.
Amen.
That's his will, but he know how man is.
That's right. Amen.
Have you forgotten how man is?
No, hold on. Still
there. Have you forgotten?
Still there.
A lot of churches out here and preachers and teachers take positions that anytime you get a thought, you must be a sinner.
Come on.
Especially an evil thought.
True.
Well, I'm gonna discredit that by two witnesses, all right? First of all, the best witness that there is, Jesus.
Yes.
He was without sin.
Right.
Is that right?
Amen.
And is without sin.
Yes.
The devil spoke to him. Did he not?
Clear.
Didn't the devil speak to him?
Yes, it did.
Sure did.
Right there
in his mind.
Amen.
Amen. Eve was without sin.
Yep.
Devil spoke to her.
Yes,
that's
something.
So sin does not have to be in the mind or in the life for the enemy to speak to you.
No. True. That's the truth. Very true.
How many times the thought come to mind and you feel so bad because you think that?
Amen.
Man, I'm going to be finished with y'all.
Come on.
Y'all get y'all head bobbing or something. You ain't no intellectuals. No, you ain't. No, you ain't. No, you ain't. You dumb people. You ain't smart by a long shot. Amen. So how many times we ever, come on, thought come, we feel so bad. And thought, It's just that Jesus did the right thing about him and Eve did the wrong thing.
Yes, sir. Amen. All right.
But neither one of them had sin when the thoughts came.
Well, that's right.
When the tempter came.
Right.
So you don't have to have sin in your life.
Amen.
Or in your mind.
Yes, sir.
To be tempted of the devil. That sure is nice to know, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it nice to know?
Yes.
That maybe you can pick your head up.
Come on.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Amen. Now, communion is through the senses.
Yes.
They respond to feelings. You hear what I say? It's what communion does. Communication is with the mind.
Yes.
Evil spirits make suggestions or thoughts to the mind.
That's right.
All right? Now, have you ever paid attention to the irritable and the disagreeable feelings that you sometimes feel?
Yes, sir.
We're mostly talking about why the word's coming forth. If you're irritable, and sometimes you feel, everybody going to get hit on this one.
Sure. Yes, sir.
I'm telling you. Let me know when I get finished if you didn't get hit on this word right here. Because I'm going to find you.
Amen.
word is going forth, the word of truth is going forth, and all of a sudden an irritated feeling or disagreeable feeling shows up in you.
Yes, sir.
A lot of times we don't pay attention to them. We just usually go right along with
right.
it.
Amen.
See, but we need to start doing something about it.
Amen.
When that shows up, that's showing that somewhere you've got communion with a devil.
Amen.
Because it's manifesting itself through the senses.
Right. Amen.
Hmm? And it responds by making you feel.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, okay.
All right? The Bible says that Satan is the prince and power of the air.
Yes.
Is that right?
Amen.
The Bible also tells us that he is the god of this world.
Yes. Amen.
Now, just come on. Hear and understand this morning. Satan is working in this world, and his workings is very ordinary. It is so ordinary the way he works that he goes unrecognized.
Amen.
Amen.
You see a dispute between two people. Who is that? That's somebody giving place to the devil.
So ordinary.
Is that right? People go around making all types of expressions and speakings and words. See, it's so ordinary.
Yeah. Escapes notice. Escapes attention.
That people just think that it's
right.
Natural.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
Are.
Cast down soul. Come on, who's that? That's the devil.
That's right.
Killing, murder.
Amen.
Come on. Yeah. See, it's just, yeah. It's common in our society.
Amen.
That if you go to a redneck town and you're a black person to hear the word nigger,
yes, sir.
Who is that? Satan. Yeah. If you send a white person to a black part of town, you redneck Gucci Peckerwood, who is that? How did this conflict get started with humans like it?
Right.
See, his workings are so ordinary, it's natural.
Amen.
People drive down the road and get road rage.
Amen.
Is that people deal with that every day? Come on.
Yeah. Wow.
Or you walk in the store and you'll watch and see how people look at you out a peculiar way. Begin to whisper. See, it's the way he acts is so ordinary, it goes unrecognized.
Yes, sir.
For instance, look how unrecognizable slander and tailbearing, backbiting, and accusing is. It's so ordinary and it's so common amongst men that his workings go unrecognized. Our society willfully accept sickness.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And we pat each other on the back for it.
Yeah.
True.
Work of the enemy.
And then you demonstrate a spirit like you're supposed to have some medal of honor for being sick.
Yeah.
True.
You can take ownership.
And get mad at folk when they don't have compassion for you. See, his workers are so ordinary.
Yeah, it's ordinary.
So common that they go unrecognized. People go out and get drunk, tap everything. See, that's his workings.
Yeah.
Or people just willfully deceiving someone.
Yeah.
I mean, you can pick anything in this world that happens and you can see how ordinary it is.
That's right.
And it's so common that people never finger the enemy.
Yes.
Even in church.
Amen.
Because we bought this nature over into the church.
Yes.
It's only in the church, through God's word, that this way can be crucified and mortified.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Because other than that, we pay no attention to it.
Amen.
We just like everybody else, we ain't paying no attention. And there are many things, even right now, that we don't even pay attention to.
Yes, sir.
We don't pay attention to our way. You ever thought one minute that, yeah, you may say, Lord, show me my wicked way. But you ever have you ever thought that somebody believed that you got a wicked way? See, it's ordinary. We ain't going to let nobody righteous tell us nothing anyway. Because nobody, hey, come on, let's tell the truth. People can only be as righteous as we are. It's ordinary. It's common. See, he works so much that he goes unrecognized. He's a prince in power of the air. God of this world. And the whole world, it functions every day in attitudes, ways, thoughts, lifestyle. Common. Never even think about what's of God and what's not. See? See what I'm talking about? Let's talk about just briefly, just for a second or two. Let's look and see what this particular spirit does. You know, the Bible talks about the spirit of infirmity.
Yeah.
What is the first thing people, when they have a spirit of infirmity, what does it automatically communicate to the mind that people automatically submit to? That's the reason why they never attack it. It automatically communicates an inability to do something.
Right. Amen.
It immediately just paralyzes you. It just, hey, I got an infirmity. No direction, no instruction, no way to get out of it. It's just see how common it is.
Amen.
And then you got everybody who got the same mind going around and patting folks on the back because they got infirmity.
Yes, sir.
I didn't see Jesus doing that, but we do it.
Amen.
And then you turn around and act like Jesus and try to rebuke the infirmity. Yes. They gonna rebuke you.
Yes.
Come on, how many times we hear the truth in here preached to us and then we resist it?
Yes,
now, we don't show resistance. I told you, we got a new way we do it.
Yes,
we don't show it on the outside and stuff.
Yeah.
But see, a lot of times, the one thing you cannot control is the way that your spirit radiates his aura. You can't do that.
Can't do it.
You can't control that. You, it ain't like your face where you can change from a smile and then get mad.
Yes, sir.
Your spirit is going to show out, especially to someone who's spiritual.
Consistent.
It's gonna do it. And you ain't hiding nothing.
No.
See, it's just so ordinary.
Pressed files.
That if people don't have knowledge of how ordinary it is,
yes.
They'll never know what to do about it. It'll always go unrecognized.
Yes.
See how he's sitting right here in front of us. And we faking ourselves spiritual.
Right.
And we ain't doing nothing.
Amen.
That's why we got to get Satan out of church.
Amen.
And so, folk, don't tell me that Satan ain't in church now.
Amen.
Every time he turned around, he was sitting in synagogue.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, I don't want to hear that. He in the wilderness, too.
That's right.
He sure will.
Amen.
He's a prince of power of the air.
Yes, sir.
So for every day, we see all this working of Satan, but we don't ever call that because our minds are so ordinary.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the devil don't want you to hear this.
Amen.
Because, see, it's going to open up your eyes. You're going to start seeing a different way. See, just think about it. If it hadn't been preached, if it's not showed to you, then your eyes won't be open to what's going on. So when you see somebody, including yourself, not displaying the spirit, the nature, and the character of God, you know that it's Satan.
That's right.
Yes, sir. You never seen what goes on out in the world when somebody gets angry.
Oh yeah.
If a woman is cutting a food boy and she's fussing and carrying on, the majority of people are trying to calm her.
Yeah.
See? It's so ordinary. I need to stop using that word. The enemy goes unrecognized because we don't know what to do. And if you did know what to do, you may be subject to be attacked by the rest of the folks who see it as ordinary. Mother Star just shaking her head, boy. I don't blame you, Mother Star. I shake my head too, boy. Because this devil is just flat out right in front of our eyes, cutting a literal fool while we sit up there just passing right on by. Hey, isn't it sad? Isn't it sad? So an infirmity spirit automatically communicates inability.
Yes, right. Amen.
Acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To the Christian that reads and believes God's word, it should communicate action. There is something to do about this because this is not of God.
Amen. Yes.
Today our society has helped us, including the church, who leads society in hell.
Yeah.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Hellish thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hellish ways.
Yes.
Amen. Hellish belief.
Yes.
Amen.
Patting each other on the back for our infirmities.
Mm-hmm. True.
Amen.
Let somebody act like Jesus. You call yourself going to cast this spirit out of somebody who got infirmity or pray for somebody, they'll jump all over you and say, you leave that little old woman alone. She ain't bothering you, stirring up all this mess.
True.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
She got to do it.
See? See?
Hallelujah.
It's so common.
Yep.
Satan flaunting himself right in front of us.
What a stronghold.
And then we spend all our time defending him.
Right. Amen.
I don't blame Jesus for not having nothing to do with man.
Amen.
He knew exactly what was in him. That, you know, that's the reason why Jesus... If you look at it, notice, people came to him when they wanted somebody healed.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. He went to the place, made himself available, and then they came to him.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Amen. It's true.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes. Hmm? If he was in a place and he saw somebody that had something, let's say, for instance, like a withered hand. What would he do? He'd do what God would do. What do people do today? They do what Satan do. Poor folk. Poor people. I mean, today, and the infirmity spirit has done created such an entrenched inability that even if you, having faith, go up to somebody and say, in the name of Jesus, get up out of that wheelchair and walk. They'll look at you and say, you stop making fun of me, you such and such, blank and blank and so and so. Y'all see what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Sitting right here in front of us all this time. And it's something. Compulsions. When you are compelled to follow some thought suggested on a picture presented to the mind. Now, brothers and sisters, this is an indication of evil spirits.
Yes.
Hmm? Now, I want to show you something. You take note of this, that God is all-knowing.
Yeah.
Is that right? Almighty Yahweh is all-knowing. Is that right?
Amen.
Now, I want to show you something. I'm going to show you something, brothers and sisters. He knew full well how messed up you were and in your human spirit.
Yes.
Then he says, I know my thoughts towards you.
Amen.
They are thoughts of peace.
Yes.
Now mind you, he has knowledge
yes.
of how messed up you are.
Amen.
And he's not doing nothing but to look to liberate you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Not looking for nothing but total restoration. Restore that which had been driven away. He got thoughts of peace. See, in other words, even you right now in your condition, you ain't no surprise or shock to God. But to people, it may be the end of the world. Especially by the time they get through it, I never. And they, whoo! And the initial shock. Even knowing where we at, he still says, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I tell you, boy, man, if we could just see as Jesus see, huh? If we could just see as God see, boy, maybe we'd be better off, wouldn't we? Especially in our mind. Now, let me read you a scripture, all right? Matthew 13:19. When one heareth the word of the kingdom and understand it, then come the wicked one to catch away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Did y'all hear that? So how you apply? Have you ever sat in church, heard a word of God preached, coming forth, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, wham, a thought that is not appropriate shows up in a moment of time. Amen. In one moment of time.
Yes, sir.
You hear that? A thought shows up, takes away your mind from following the word.
Amen.
Or a compulsion.
Yeah.
You'll be sitting there and all of a sudden you feel this irritable, disagreeable feeling. And it takes away your mind from the word. You were doing good. And you understood up until that point.
Right.
Then cometh the wicked one to catch away that which was sown in his heart. This is he that received seed by the wayside.
Yeah.
Now the mind is unable to follow the speaker's words.
Amen.
Uh-oh. The mind is unable to follow what the preacher is saying now.
That's right.
Amen. All of a sudden, streams of text starts pouring in the mind apart from concentration on what's being said.
Yes, sir.
See, he works so much, he unrecognizes. And then, from there, many are carried away into a faraway thought or a daydream.
Yes.
Oh, they sitting right there, but they ain't with you.
Amen.
That's letting you know that there's a devil. Now, that's pretty strong for him to be able to take away your concentration from following the flow of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
The Word of God is being administered. And then all of a sudden, you got to understand, a lot of times we're sitting up here and we're hearing a word, and then all of a sudden we perceive we hear it a certain way when we're really paying attention to the thought that is just entering our mind. And then we start daydreaming. And being ministered to another way than what's being conveyed.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And never once did we call that devils.
Amen.
Sitting right here while we're so far away.
Yes. Amen.
So two ways that the devil puts thought into the mind. One is by direct communication to the mind.
Right.
And the other is by indirect. You remember a long time ago I preached about direct attacks and indirect attacks?
Yes, sir.
Now the second one is an indirect. And this attack is on the spirit, causing undesirable feelings.
Yes.
How many times you ever ask yourself, would the Holy Spirit make me feel like this?
Yes,
See, it's so common we don't even question.
Yes, sir. True.
We better start.
Amen.
We better start. We better start taking heed.
Yes.
We better start awake out of sleep.
Right.
Come on, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
We better. It's high time for us to wake up out of sleep.
Right.
We've been taking too many placebos.
Yes, man.
Too many passivity. Pacifiers.
Amen,
we better start fingering this enemy.
Because
he ain't playing.
Amen.
And we better stop defending him.
Yes.
And just allow him to carry away the spirit of our mind anytime we want.
Amen.
Or he wants. Remember, the devil, he takes people away captive at his will. And I'm telling you, that's too much power for somebody. Hey, you wait a minute. You're going to be possessed by something, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Everybody always want to talk about me and come against me about possession. And my reply to them is say, everybody's possessed.
Amen.
I want to hear that crap and garbage.
Amen.
You want to use your Merriam-Webster type of dictionary to define what the word possession means.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you exactly what it means. It means to be bought.
Yeah,
it means that somebody to have legal rights.
Yeah.
It means total, complete legal ownership.
Amen.
That's exactly what it means.
Amen.
And my Bible tells me that when Jesus bought us, he bought it. We are a purchased possession. So you're either going to be possessed by God or you're going to be possessed by the devil. So I don't want to hear no more of this "we ain't possessed" crap.
Amen.
You just speaking stuff out of your ignorant mind, not even knowing what you're saying. But you're going to be possessed by somebody.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm telling you, that's too powerful of a spirit. That's too powerful of a devil who we that are a purchased possession can be sitting up here listening to the true word of God being communicated. And because of some offense or because of some thought or because of some type of communion indirect by a spirit that is making our bodies feel.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Undesirable.
Yes.
And then it takes us away from the word that is being communicated. We can't even follow it anymore.
Right.
That's something wrong.
Yes.
Amen.
There's something wrong.
Yes.
Y'all know we supposed to get preached to like this.
Yes, sir.
I expect the rest of I know that the Baptists and the Methodists, the Pentecostals, the apostolics, I know they living in a little make-believe world.
Yes.
They really are. They don't know what's going on.
No.
But I just marvel at Jesus' mercy towards us here. I'm sitting up here thinking, Father, what in the world do we do to deserve all this mercy?
Yes.
Huh? I mean, one of the admonishments to the church is to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hmm? And he tells if we do certain things, we'll neither be barren nor unfruitful.
Yes.
And he's doing everything that he can to make sure that we are a fruitful people.
Yes.
Huh? Now, you know just well as I do, a fruit tree, it can look all right on the outside, but man, it's not going to endure no time unless it's got a good root. Huh? And I want to be rooted and grounded in the faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't expect everybody to hear this, brothers. You understand? I just got finished showing us how that the enemy is working so much that he goes unrecognized. You understand me? I mean, think about that for a minute. Make it just enough to make your head spin. Just, my God, he's everywhere. Yeah, he is. He got spirits everywhere, boy. We are in his domain.
Yes, sir. Amen.
If you don't believe it, every baby is born was born in sin.
Yes, true. That is true.
Uh-oh. Amen, brother. So see, that's what Jesus came to be an intruder.
Yes.
He sure did. I'm telling you. You know, he come, man, what in the world? He actually come into somebody else's house